you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to San Antonio, Texas, and the 12th Man Foundation Summer Meetings. Aggie, Studio 12 here on a Friday. Matt and Tyler with you. We've tapped out Will. We've given him a break.
He's like a starting pitcher. He can only go like 5 innings.
But he, you know what he's going to do? He's going to re-enter the game.
Yeah, he'll re-enter here in a minute.
He's going to re-enter here in just a minute. Matt and Tyler with you here. Pleased to be joined now by a couple of special guests we have. Texas A&M All-American ESPN analyst Amanda Scarborough with us, and our new head softball coach, Tricia Ford. Let's start with Coach Tricia. Congratulations and welcome to Aggieland.
Yes, I'm very excited to be here this weekend in San Antonio, and been out on that recruiting trail for the last couple of weeks and excited to get that going.
It's a whirlwind, I'll bet, isn't it? Especially because this is a hot time for you guys to be recruiting and to be surfing the transfer portal and all that stuff.
Yes, sir. It's been a busy couple of weeks, but that's what our job is. So I'm excited, and we have a great, you know, obviously a beautiful Davis Diamond, and we've got a lot to recruit to. So we're doing some good things.
You guys have already assembled a good chunk of your staff already. What's been the message on the road as you guys have really spread out across the country and hit a lot of different spots? I know you were coming from like Oklahoma City today. You've been around the West Coast. You know, what has been the message to this group of kids that you're trying to get in now for this 22 or probably would be the 23 class as you guys dive in head first?
Yeah, I mean, I think our biggest push is, like, we're not transitioning. Mm-hmm. We're going to come and compete from the very get-out. And, I feel really good about some people coming in. And I feel really good about our freshman class. And I think there's a lot of pieces already in Aggieland. And so I think, you know, that's the biggest thing is we're not using the word transition. We're going to come and compete from the first pitch.
Amanda, this is your first time at this event. I know you're involved in sort of the production of it as well with this foundation, getting to meet the donors, getting to meet some of the student athletes. How much, I know it's been less than 24 hours. How much fun have you had here?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, to be around so many like-minded people who love A&M and support it so much is just it's just different because you live your own life and you're in your own town and city, and you'll see some Aggies, but to be surrounded by them is just next level. Awesome.
I guess because other than coming to a game, right, like you're probably never around this many people with Aggie ties.
Never. And everybody loves A&M so much. To see all the shirts, to see all the logos, like it's a really special place. Always has been.
Good. Well, I was going to say, I know you've been watching kind of the athletes, and you'll see this tonight, Coach, where each team is bringing student athletes to kind of mingle and mix and meet people. I know that's one thing you were keeping an eye on yesterday is all the different sports with their athletes, not only talking with each other, but meeting with donors, meeting with other coaches. I mean, that's a pretty special part of this event as well.
They're all so respectful and pleasant and willing to go up to anybody and have a conversation. It doesn't matter if they're a part of softball or golf or tennis or football. I know we'll come in today. So, I mean, just what a unique experience to be here and get to be together. You just don't get this anywhere else.
Amanda, you get to share your Texas A&M experience tonight, kind of as our what we're calling the keynote address,
yeah,
at the Aggie.
No pressure.
At our donor appreciation dinner. You know,
oh, man,
we know your story of your success at Texas A&M and what you've gone on to do, but what does it mean to be able to express that to a lot of people who have given so much time and financially supported this university and this athletic department tonight?
Just hearing, are you asking me that question, already makes me like a little bit tearful.
Well, Matt always asks the better questions. That's a good check.
Honestly, like practicing my speech a few times, it's going to be hard for me not to be emotional in that room because there's going to be added pressure and so many people. I mean, in my hotel room by myself, I'm getting emotional about it. But I can't wait to be able to express my appreciation, not just for myself, but other former players and current players as well, and just the impact that the donors make and the 12th Man Foundation makes on athletes and coaches and their families.
Amanda Scarborough and our new head softball coach, Tricia Ford, with us here on Studio 12. And Coach, we're going to take you and really just throw you into the pool, the Aggie pool here this weekend. I know it's something that you're looking forward to, but you had a very brief visit into Aggieland, got a little taste of the 12th Man at the baseball regional final against TCU. Saw you guys made it all 5 hours at Victory. What was that like? You know, because you've never seen that kind of stuff before. What was your experience at that game?
Oh, it was just tremendous. You know, I told Ross that this is my kind of interview. I'm going to go to a baseball game. So I was like, you have me here. But, you know, I think for me, that's really something that I embrace, and I would like, obviously, Davis Diamond to replicate that type of environment. I think, you know, I want teams it to be a hard place for them to come in and try to compete against us. So, but it was an experience. It was a lot of fun, and my husband and I truly enjoyed the W, to be honest with you.
Always.
And then this event for you, I know part of, you know, your job's to win, your job's to you know, teach the kids the, you know, life and learn all that kind of stuff. But another part of it is getting to know the people around the university and getting to the people that help support your program. I mean, this event tonight, it's going to be a very quick visit for you, but something you're definitely looking forward to, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I think, you know, just to be around those that really support the program, the athletes, and, you know, what these donors do for not only for their 4 years in, you know, at Texas A&M, but really for their life and setting them up for their life goals and their life, you know, journey is just tremendous. And, you know, I just think it's a great opportunity to, you know, as an athlete, a student athlete, for me as a coach, to be able to talk to these people and just really say thank you. Like, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your impact. And thank you for changing our direction of our, you know, of student mm-hmm. athletes' lives. I mean, it's just so impactful. So I'm excited.
Coach, we asked Ross a minute ago there, the track record of first year head coaches over the last
good Lord. I knew this was coming.
2022 has been pretty good. You know, one of our, Jeff Toole behind us, works with our women's golf program. He had a pretty good run there. Yeah. Men's golf did too. He didn't put any expectations on you for 2023 yet, right?
Yeah, no, not yet, but there's expectations on my end. So we're going to come out and compete. I'll tell you that. Yeah. We're going to be gritty. We're going, you know, we're going to play the game hard and just, you know, play Aggie ball. I think that's what it's all about here. So.
And Amanda, I know you've, you know, she just said it, but you've seen her teams play.
Yeah.
I know you're excited about that. Maybe give people a little taste of what maybe they might expect out of a, you know, the type of way that these teams play.
Fiery, and they're going to have good pitchers because Trisha Ford is one of the best pitching coaches in the country. So excited to see her work with the pitchers and what kind of presence and outings that we get in the circle to be able to finish games. Like, that excites me as a pitcher myself, but literally fiery, playing someone with some emotion, with some grit. I mean, that is her just as a person, and she brings that to every team that she coaches.
Yeah, I called the game when you guys played in Fullerton. I was sitting from me to Amanda behind home plate. I was like, I think we got a shot at this game. And then kid throws a changeup and like, nope, we're done. this one's over. But again, the team played with that kind of that fire and energy. And I know that's something that you're looking forward to and still forward to as you start to kind of build the roster in a way. I mean, you've got the team, but
absolutely.
Then you know,
yep.
There's pieces that are going to come in and come out, and that's part of it too. Have you gotten a chance to meet with any of the kids? I know, I'm sure you've talked with them, but have you got a chance to meet with any of them yet?
Yeah, so I've been able to talk to everyone and some multiple times, which has been great. I was able to go watch Haley and Emily go play in Kansas City, mm-hmm. which was it was wonderful. It was, you know, getting, you know, Haley was catching and I was throwing, and you know, I told her, I was like, I can't wait to get my hands on your left-handed and throw 70. Like, I can work with that. So, but yeah, so I've been able to see them. Haley and I have had some conversations in person, so that's been good. I just met Morgan, and so yeah, I mean, it's been great. You know, I'll be in the office here in the next week or so that'll also help some things. But just really, like I said, really excited about you know, getting on the field with the girls. And I think that's the biggest thing was when, you know, the coaching changes for softball happen, we don't get to get on the field until, you know, August. And so that's what I'm missing. I really, you know, we got off the phone with, you know, multiple players, and all of us are just like, we want to get on the field. Like, can we go start practicing? And so that's good. I mean, the energy has been really, really good.
Amanda, before we get you out of here, and along with Coach, you see this sport nationally, daily, the landscape, even from when you've played to now, is that drastically different. The facility that here at Texas A&M, drastically different than what you played in.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, the long-term game of this growth of this sport, it seems just kind of exponential right now. It's kind of infinite in how far it can grow in popularity. And just what we saw in the World Series this year from a TV rating standpoint.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, exponential, because I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. People love it. They just need to be able to get put in front of it, whether it's a live game or on TV, and they fall in love with it. And then they want to follow it, not just a team, but they want to follow the sport. They just tune in to any time that it's on TV at any level. They want to watch it. And so to be a part of the TV growth and see it even from 2015, when I called my first Women's College World Series, to now, and the Hall of Fame Stadium with the double deck, and now 12,000 people going and sitting in that stadium. I mean, every everywhere you look, every crevice of softball is just growing. It is so cool to see, because in 2005 to 2008, people were loving it, but they couldn't see it as much. Yep. And now that they can see it more, it's just growing like crazy.
Yeah. Well, guys, we really appreciate the time. Amanda, have a blast tonight. And Coach, there will be no sort of test or anything. All the people you meet today, just have fun. We don't have to remember a bunch of names.
Perfect. Yeah.
Just roll through.
Give me a year, and then, I'll be rolling. Yeah.
Congrats on the hire, and we can't wait to see you build some great stuff here.
Thanks so much, and gig 'em. Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
That is Amanda Scarborough and our new head softball coach, Trisha Ford. She's got it down already. She's been on the job for a couple weeks, and already's got it figured out. I love it.